A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Dav Ches, Baba Kama 8a, pagination is 15. We'll start on the facing page regarding a question in understanding the concept of Meitav. Meitav means that when a person damages someone else, he has to pay restitution from the best of his land. In last session, we discussed that if he pays movable objects, we don't enforce such a concept because movable objects have a price of their own because the buyer knows that he can move it to a different location to get the best price. When it comes to land, though, it can only be dealt with over here, and therefore the best has to be given. The likvots Allah zevina, the Gemara said, so that people should be encouraged to buy it. And the question that we deal with over here is Kishehen Shamin, about 13 lines up from the bottom, when they evaluate what is his best land, Bishalohen Shamin, do they calculate best land based on his? And we take a look, what's Ziburis, the least valued, the Beninus, the medium valued, and the Idius of his, and his best is what he has to pay. Obishal Olam Hein Shamin, or with what is normal in the world, we take into account, or we're actually based on the calculation, I should say, of what's normal in the world. And if this particular person has excessively good land, that doesn't come into the calculation. There is a low grade, a medium grade, and a high grade, and he would only have to pay the high grade of what's normal in the world according to this side of the question. And the Gemara answers, Sadeyu Meitav Sadehu Amar Rachmana, the best of his land is what the Torah required, and it has nothing to do with the standards of the world. It has to do with his best. And therefore, if he has something that's excessively good, that will come into the calculation of how he's going to pay up this restitution. If he's paying from land, we're going to step in, and that's where we're going to look to collect from. So again, very simply, we calculate the three grades that this mazik, the person who caused the damage, either personally or through his animal, the person who caused the damage has to pay. We calculate his lowest, medium, and best, and he's going to pay from the best. The Gemara, five lines from the bottom, objects with a fascinating brisa that seems to be very thorough, and in one particular case, seems to indicate that the public grades of land are what we follow, and not simply the person himself. Esve, here's the question. Elo ela idis kulam govamino idis. If a person only has the best type of land, then everybody is going to collect from the best. We'll see in a moment if he has a variety, who collects from what. But right now, if that's all he has, that's all he has. Beninus kulam govamino beninus. Medium, so then everybody collects medium. Ziburis, kulam govim ziburis. If he only has low grade, everybody collects low grade. That's just the way it is. That's all he has available. Hayulo idis ubeninus viziburis. If he would have three grades of land, nizakim beidis, the damages get paid up with the best. Balchov beveninus, the debts get paid up with medium. Uksubas isha beziburis, and the ksuba gets paid up with the lowest grade. Remember, ultimately the person gets the value that they're owed, but it's not as attractive to get an inferior piece of land, even though you're getting a lot of it, but it's not as attractive. And this is the way the halacha shows us how we would provide collection if we're going into lien onto real estate. The Braisa continues and says, Idis ubeninis, if a person only has the best and medium, nizakim beidis balchov uksuvasisha beveninis, so damages go with the best, and the balchov, who would normally get medium, and the ksubas isha, who would normally get the least, they're both going to get from the next level. And that's medium. In this case, the ksuba gets upgraded in the quality of land that she collects. Beninus viziburis, if it's medium and low, nizakin ubalchov beveninus, damages and debts go from the medium, because there is no elite. So in this case, the damages case is getting best of what's available. Uksubas isha beziburis, and the ksuba gets the lowest grade because it exists. Idis viziburis, continuing on Daf Ches, if there's the best and the worst, nizakin beidis ubalchov uksubas isha beziburis, nizikin will get the best, as is appropriate, and Balchov and Ksubas Isha are going to get the least, because you can't upgrade debts into Idias if there is another option. Kitani Mia, there is this presentation, though, in the Braisa that seems to indicate a contradiction to what you just maintained. In the Mitzia, in the middle case, and it could be that there's some proof from the other cases too, but certainly in this case, beninus viziburis, there's medium and there's low grade. Nizakin ubalchov beveninus, both damages and debts got taken from the medium, uksubasisha viziburis, and the ksuba was from the least. And the problem is, v'i'amrit bishalohin shamin, if everything is up to the person's own assets to decide what grades of land there are, Tayasa Beninus Shaloki Idius, his medium should automatically be called the best, because it's his best. Who cares if in the world it's called medium? To him, it's the best. And if you're telling me that we calculate according to the Mazik's best, then his medium should become the best, because that's what it is for him. For Yitche Balchov Eitzel Ziburis, and the debt should have to take from the least, because he can't take from the best. You're not allowed to take from the best if there's another option when it's a debt that we're collecting. What you see is that somehow what's being called medium is continued to be called medium, even though there's nothing above it. Why doesn't that medium get the title elite if it's the only one available? Answers the Gemara something very fundamental. Halcha b'mayaskinan, we're dealing with a case, kegon shehoisa lo idis umachra. At the time of the loan, he had better, and he sold that better in the interim. But as a result, at the time the loan was given, this medium-level property was indeed called medium at that time, and that's where the lien took effect. In other words, the person who's owed the money has the right to claim, when I loaned you the money, this was the appropriate type of field for me to get paid up with, because at that time it was medium. Rav Chista as well explained that there was elite and it got sold in the interim, but the lien gives him rights on what is being called medium, even though at this point it is the best he has. Hachanami mistavra, this answer makes sense. Midiktani achariti, because there's another brisa that says, beinanis viziburis, if a person has medium and low, nizakin beveinanis, the damages go to the medium, ubalchov ksubasisha beziburis, and balchov and ksuba go to the least. In this case, you note that the balchov indeed gets downgraded to the least. Kasha nahadadi, why in the first brisa is balchov debts getting paid from the medium, and in this case, he's getting paid from the lowest? Elalav shma mina, it must be, kansha haisa lo idis umachra, one of the cases is that he had better and sold it, and therefore the lien took effect on the medium property. But in the other case, he did not have better, which he sold, and therefore the only assets that he has are beinonis compared to the world and ziburis compared to the world, and that beinonis is assessed as his best, therefore the balchov gets downgraded to the least. Again, the big nuance over here is that when the lien was done, there was better, and therefore it took effect on the medium. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Beis of Choshen Mishpat Se'if Dalid, Im Hoysa Lo Idis B'Sha'a Shalava, if there was better at the time that the loan was given, Umachra, and in the interim he sold it, Tzarech Litin Lo Beveinunis, he would have to give him from what is referred to as medium, even though now it is the best he has. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.